Let's look at some final thoughts on the transformational leader. We have gone through a journey in this course. We understand that our role in transformation is working in sync with God's agenda. And we talked about correcting some understandings of some key concepts like discipleship and servanthood and the image of God, the power of knowing who you are in Christ. And then we looked at leadership. We looked at the Jesuit principles and competencies that relate to leadership that transforms. I want to end with talking about something else related to leadership, and that has to do with leading at the speed of joy. About a month before, I may have already shared this with you, about a month before the summer day camp, Johnelle called me into his office and said, I have a problem. He said, I don't know what to do. He said, I don't know what to do because everything is being done. Everything is organized. The youth are excited. They're on target with having their curriculums ready to go. They're all excited about leading. And he says, I don't know what to do. Well, he was leading at the speed of joy. Here we go. He said, I don't know what to do. Here's what he said in his SwitchUp newsletter. I'm hitting the wrong button. Sorry. There it is. One of the most beautiful things about transformational discipleship is watching as the teens begin to see themselves as leaders as they impact those younger than them. Our emerging leaders are already beginning to realize the impact their lives can have, even as teenagers. Recently, I wrote this about a year ago, and I said that recently a friend shared a book, Rare Leadership, Four Uncommon Habits for Increasing Trust, Joy, and Engagement in the People You Lead. And they write that through developing key habits, leaders can strengthen emotional intelligence and leadership capacity, both in themselves and in the people they lead. Now, this is a book. The friend who gave me this book, he is a nurse. He works in hospice. Anyway, he's been around doctors. And this book is written by doctors. And so it was not an easy read for me, but I think I got the gist of it. But they talk about the function of the brain. That the left side, the authors share, is optimized for management, efficiency, accomplishing tasks, planning, and strategizing. Tap this side of the brain. It says the right side, however, is optimized for leadership. So leadership, they define as the ability to motivate people to engage in something that matters. Leadership, therefore, is relational. It's about growing in yourself and others, relational skill, emotional intelligence, ability to focus, care for others, conscience, and values. These capacities come from the right side of the brain. This may be why many leaders who pour great effort into developing youth leaders miss the mark. Assigning tasks and expecting compliance with a good attitude is important, but that's not the same as motivating youth to think for themselves and express their thoughts or influence others. Leadership moves beyond the completing of tasks to the enriching of lives. And effective leadership development begins with right brain thinking. Oops, went back again. Here we go. But this is what was even more fascinating. The left brain follows the right brain. The left brain is wired to follow the right brain. So what does that mean? If we focus on leadership and get the relational thinking right for ourselves and our ministry, then management will follow. You have leadership and management. So they say, focus on building management systems, says the author, and leadership is left to chance. Focus on building leadership systems, and you will always improve management. This is automatic. I mean, it sounds a little bit like that phrase, form should follow function. If you know what the function is, then you will find the forms that will allow the function to take place. And the end result is joy. While growth in the emerging leaders has been exciting, Janelle and Hannah's growth as leaders has impressed me more. This is coming from a letter that I wrote. They seem happy, joyful in their work. And then I expressed this to Janelle and Hannah, and Janelle paused and thought for a moment, and then he just blurted out, "I'm not managing kids anymore." He went on to describe ministry as hard yet rewarding, challenging yet addressing the right problems, ones befitting a ministry fully engaged in animating youth leadership capacity. So when you engage in a transformational discipleship approach to ministry development, to youth development, there are some real benefits. And one of them is you become excited about ministry, excited about changed lives. You experience a measure of joy. I'm not saying that it's not hard, but you are dealing with the right problems because you're focused on the right things. And so, four habits of rare leaders. First, they say you act like yourself. What would the person God made me to be do? What would Jesus do? What would the people of God functioning at their best do? And then they say, learn to be your best self. Rare leaders have a consistency of character anchored in a positive core identity that lets people know that whatever emotions I may face, I still know how to act like myself. Here's another. Return to joy. He say, joy is the ultimate jet fuel, purest and most potent source of motivation that unleashes tremendous potential in you and your team. Says perhaps the biggest factor in producing sustainable motivation is the leader's ability to return to joy from a variety of negative emotions. Leaders who can do that, they can experience upsetting emotions yet possess the skills to recover quickly and help their people recover as well, are rarely overwhelmed by the situations they face. And then another is endure hardship well. Learn to suffer well. We're going to suffer. Our master suffered. How do we learn to stay relational and continue to act like ourselves, like the person God made us to be during suffering? The rare leader says, if anyone is going to suffer, can it be me? I'm good at it. I know how to do it. I can model it to the team. And this rare leader can walk with team members in their suffering. So we might say that this leadership travels at the speed of joy. Okay, joy levels are important in at least three ways. The fast track in the brain is motivated to learn through joy. People with emotional intelligence and relational skills always create joy around them. Leadership skills do not transfer from one person to another in the absence of joy. Leadership that neglects joy rapidly becomes management instead of leadership. This last point is important. If your ministry is focused on the right things, again, no one goes into youth ministry wanting to just deal with problems. They don't walk in the youth ministry because they know that they're going to fail. They have hope. They have a desire to make a change in young people's lives. And the whole point behind transformational discipleship is that God has given us some ground rules and some ways that we can work with people. He's given us an understanding of who people are, how He's created them to be, and also His desire to see young lives changed. And because of that, as we focus on that, the problems will still be there, but they will be overshadowed by the joy of seeing God at work in young people's lives. So these are my final thoughts on the transformational leader. And again, I trust that you will eagerly pursue, if not already, that you will pursue becoming a transformational leader, influencing the young people that you serve.